Hey ladies, this is Hannah. Remember I said I'll be doing back-to-back episodes. I just want to encourage you. This one will be a little shorter. But I wanted to just encourage you of some of the stuff that I've learned from my past. I will be doing a mixture of in season 8 and finishing it up in the next couple days. But I wanted to just share a little testimony of my past. Many of you know that I've been single for about 10 years. And God will definitely have surprise soon. But I just wanted to just let you all know that the Lord is still in control in our single season, in our marriage season, in any season we're in. Just as a reminder. But this episode, I want to talk about hating sin. A lot of times when we go through different things in life, especially stuff that we've done in our past, sometimes the enemy will try to use that and bring that little dart back up, or a glimpse from our past back up, in either like a vain imagination or things that we remember from the past we've done. It could even be years and years and years ago. But I want you to use your spiritual weapons every single day when you wake up to put on the whole armor of God. And you can go back and read in Ephesians. And you got to do that every day when you wake up. Stand on the word of God. Not only do I put on the whole armor of God when I wake up, but especially when I know I'm going to do different things throughout the day or week or in the month. What I do is say, okay, if I know I have to do something, I start praying ahead of time. Do things like, hey, I'm going to pray ahead of time in this single season. Pray ahead of time for your future husband, your future children, your future in-laws. Pray ahead of time for different things you may even experience. You know, pray ahead of time and fast too. Don't do no 30-day fast with just water if you've never done them like that. Definitely start slow. Read more about fasting and prayer. You can check a few pastors that I listen to, like I know I listen to Pastor Kenneth Copeland. He has some good information. Pastor Creflo Dollar has great information. Marilyn Hickey. Just find other pastors that talk about and preachers that talk about different types of fasting and prayer. And definitely go, of course, to scripture that talks about fasting and prayer. So you can ask God and during your prayer time, ask him how you're supposed to fast or pray about a particular situation. But these are just different tips that you can use. Godly, good spiritual tips that can help you come against the enemy, because you don't want to get caught off guard by the enemy, especially in this single season. The enemy tries to use darts, like I say, from the past. But I want to talk about, like I'm saying now, about sin. A lot of times the enemy may say, well, you did this, 7 years ago. Don't you want to go back to that life? And I see sometimes many Christians, and I'm not saying I'm perfect or anything, because I am not perfect. Every day I have to call God to help me just to get out the bed, y'all. Just to give me strength every single day to listen to him every single day. Because sometimes, we all are fleshy. We all have those moments. But we have to call that flesh back in with the word of God. So never think that when I'm preaching or talking to you all that I'm saying, oh, I'm perfect. I just made it to this holy level with the Lord. No, we're all working out our salvation. We're all asking God for help. So when I'm telling you this information, I'm listening to my own information through Christ so I can learn and be better, a better Christian woman. So never think I'm just preaching at you. I'm also working on taking that advice from the Lord as well. So like I was saying, sin, we must hate it. We must despise it. We must say, ugh, yuck to it. And we must ask God every single day to help us despise it. I'm learning as I'm getting older. I'm 34 years old right now, that I cannot just say, oh, okay, I'm just going to change. Oh, I'm not going to do that no more. I have to get into the word. I have to call out on the Holy Spirit. I have to fast. I have to pray. Even when there's days where I feel like the enemy's trying to tempt me, I have to say, God, no, I know what you promised me. I know what you said. I'm not going to go back to how I used to be 10 years ago. I'm not going to go back how I used to be 12 years ago. I'm not going to go back how I used to be 5 years ago. I'm not going back. God, give me the strength to resist his tail in the name of Jesus, according to James 4:7, or is it 7:4? I think it's 4:7. Okay, so we have to stand on the word. And ladies, I always want to say, when you don't know what to do, have your armor ready, especially in the single season, because the enemy's going to try to throw past people or past situations you've been in to bring it to get you back entangled with it. But I want to encourage someone today, because I felt to do this quick episode, another one, that you can hate sin. And I'm not saying that we're never going to sin again, but we can when we do mess up. If anybody out there may feel like, oh, I messed up and I did this, or I went with this guy, or I lied and I kept lying, or whatever it could be that you're dealing with, lust, fear, anxiety, and it just keeps trying to creep up. You stand your ground today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever you listen to this, and you write a prayer out. You get some scriptures. You prepare yourself. Think about it. When people go to the army, they're getting trained, They've never been to the army before. So when they enlist, they're getting trained. We have to remember every single day we're going to go through something. It may not always be a big thing, but we got to start training ourselves and preparing ourselves now, saying, hey, I know I'm a little weak in that area, Lord. I need help. Don't wait till the enemy tries to throw a dart to then call out to God. I'm not saying you can't call out to him then. You can. He will always answer. But you want to have yourself prepared because we're in the army of the Lord, ladies. And in this single season, we got to stay prepared. We got to stay woke. We got to stay, you know, on fire for God. And sometimes it's going to mean stirring ourselves up and saying, you know, no to sin. And when we do make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Cry out to God and say, God, I need help to change. But the word of God he's given us, ladies, can help us do that change. And we can walk out that transformation. So start seeing this week, okay, what areas am I weak in? Is it lust? Is it fear? Is it settling for some any guy? What is it? Is it lying? Is it cheating? What is it? And find ways to put boundaries in your physical life where you can make sure that doesn't happen. And also pray to God to show you other ways like, you know, listening more to scripture, listening to more Bible verses in your ear. Your ear gate is powerful. Your mind is powerful. Your soul is powerful in the Lord. But if you keep feeding stuff that's going to make you feed that flesh, then that flesh is going to go back to them old past ways. So you got to kill that flesh with the word of God. You got to kill it every single day. And sometimes even I'll listen to a scripture, y'all, and I'll listen to it maybe about 50 times and I'll keep it in my ear when I have those moments. But I'm learning now to say I can't wait till I have a moment in my life to then rebuke it. I can set myself up ready for battle ahead of time. So when it does come, I'm ready and say, nope, no way, Satan, in the name of Jesus, get back and like use the word of God. So I just want to end that today to say, you don't have to say, oh, I could just fall into sin. No, you have the strength through Christ. You are powerful, like my pastor always says. And just like God, of course, says, we are, Christ is in us. So he has already given us the victory. So I just want to end with that today. And I want to pray for anybody who feels like, man, sin is beating me up. I want you to know that you don't have to look at yourself like, oh, it's me against sin. It's Christ against sin. Christ has already conquered sin. But you have to know that you've been redeemed. You have to know that God has given you the tools, which is his word, to come against the enemy. We can even see when Jesus came against the enemy in the wilderness. He used scripture. Used the word of God. And yes, the enemy's not always going to say, well, she used the word of God today. Let me go just pack up my bags and leave. No. Sometimes when we have allowed the enemy in certain areas of our lives, it's harder to get him out. But he still has to get out, ladies. So wherever you're at, remember, today, whenever you listen to this, tonight, or you're listening tomorrow or this week, the enemy has to move. He has no right to your life. So don't give him no space. Stand on the word of God. No matter how long it's been, stand on the word of God. And also add fasting and prayer. It will move his tail out the way. So remember, also, I want to say before I end, some people around you, God may be clearing house. Some people in your life are not supposed to stay there with you forever. So you have to ask God in this season who is for you, who's supposed to be in this season. And some people are good people. Some people are good, godly Christians, but they may not go where you're going in this season. And you need to create boundaries. You need to walk in that new strength and you need to let go what needs to be let go so you can receive what God has for you. This is serious. Don't play around with sin because sin will not play around with you. It will try to take you down to the pit and you're not going there because you've been redeemed. So remember these things today, and I want to pray for you all. So stay strong, and if you're feeling weak, cry out to the Lord. He will help you. Father God, I pray for every woman of God out there that's listening to my podcast and who will listen to it in the future. I pray as I end that you would help them. God, you said in your word, it says in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 58, it says, Lord, you have come to my defense. You have redeemed my life. Have to remember in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 58, that you have redeemed their life. You have redeemed our lives. And if we keep going back to sin and running back to old vomit and running back to old things, it's going to take us down. But in the name of Jesus, I come in agreement with every single one of your daughters that they will not go down to the pit. They will not go down to those low places in their life again. For you are rising them up. You're transforming their mind. You're helping them choose godly thoughts in the word of God. You're helping us. You're guiding us in this single season. And we're choosing you, God. And when we do mess up, when we do make a mistake, we cry out to you and repent. And you teach us with your word how to turn. Because if we just keep doing the same thing again and again and not turning from sin after we've repented, we're going to go back to those old ways. But teach us how to repent, fall upon your face, repent, receive your forgiveness, work on ways to change with your word, work on ways to change creating boundaries, work on ways to change with arming ourselves up with the word of God, working on ways to change our mindset by transforming our mind daily with and renewing it in your word, and then calling out to you to help us turn and change. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless each of you. And remember, God wants us to change. God wants us to repent. God doesn't want us to just sit in sin. Just because other people want to sit in sin, pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. Don't judge and pray for them. But it's time to change. It's time to turn. It's time to change our ways. We can't say we're Christian and we're just constantly doing the same thing over and over again. Call out to the living God, ladies. He wants to help us in this season and every season. Bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. And we soak that prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.